I guess I'll start with academics. Or no, services. I'll try there first, okay?
The last thing on earth you want is someone to feel dumb while they're looking at your website. And oftentimes, poor web design makes the evaluator or your visitor at large feel like they don't know what they're doing or they're incompetent. They failed to find the information they wanted to find.
Maybe I'll just try searching for it.
Information architecture is the discipline around organizing information. So understanding how people think and where they're going to go to find certain information is key in information architecture. The usability lab then allows us to validate whether or not our architecture for information is accurate.
Okay. Thank you.
The way the lab equipment is set up, it has two rooms with a 13-foot one-way mirror. So the evaluator is sitting in a relatively cozy environment, but there are no pictures or portraits that would convey a mood, because we don't want to affect that. There's a camera over the keyboard and a camera that's aimed at the face of an evaluator, so we can capture their emotional responses as well as what their hands are doing. Are they tentative when they touch their mouse? That sort of thing. They're talking through the process, so we're able to hear what they're saying. We're able to see their screen and where their mouse is hovering, or whether they're typing things in correctly or incorrectly. As we're going through an evaluation, there's a person narrating and there's a person logging. So we capture all of the things, the issues, the observations that folks have during the evaluation. We're able to then cut that to DVD, and we can mix all of those camera images, the audio, and the screen capture onto one CD-ROM.
Okay. Said cancel ad info was easy to find on the page. Liked presentation of the info in a table.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, another one.
After the evaluation, we have a debriefing session where we identify the issues that were common across evaluators, whether they were showstoppers, whether it just took them a long time, or whether they were absolutely unable to find information, for example. And then once we go through the identification of issues, we go through the generation of some solutions, and it's up to the web designer to implement those solutions. The usability experience is an experience for both the customer, the business owner of the website, and the evaluators themselves. In addition to the designers of the website, there's really three parties that are using this activity. The business owner of the website should come away from a usability experience understanding the reaction of visitors to their website, knowing whether or not they're getting their point across, how they're getting their point across, is it easy, is it difficult to navigate, those types of things. The designer of the website walks away from usability knowing what changes that need to be made in order to make this a more pleasant experience post-usability evaluation.